So hello, everybody. So I'm Guillaume Paoli. So first, I'm deeply sorry for the slight delay, and Intrado seems to have some technical difficulties. So you will be able to ask questions via the webcast, and we'll manage the presentation that way. So we're very glad to meet you today with Stéphane, our recently appointed Group CFO, to present the top-line results of our fiscal year that ended very recently on the 30th of September, 2021. Now, moving on slide three, let me remind you our ambition. Our ambition is to be the preferred platform of Europeans to buy a used car online. We propose refurbished used cars of very good quality at extremely competitive prices. We propose a second-to-none customer experience leveraging digital, leveraging an integrated business model, and a very committed team to provide a great customer satisfaction. Moving on to slide four, Aramis Group story is a growth story with 20 years of consecutive profitable growth, growth that we're currently accelerating to reach record figures this year that we will be happy to present today. So as you see, we reached 1.36 billion euros turnover this year, accelerating the growth. Now, moving on to the slide number five, the key investment highlights. You probably know the investment case, so I'm not going to expand on it right now. But if you have any questions, you are very welcome to ask them during the Q&A session. Now, moving on to the business highlights of 2021 and the fourth quarter. I would first like to start on slide number seven with our strategy. 2021 is all about the execution of our growth strategy. We have three strategic growth drivers. Number one is more of the same, increasing traffic, in particular by developing brand awareness, expanding our multi-channel sourcing capacities, and by increasing customer conversion. So that's access number one. Number two is continue to expand in Europe. Our favorite mean is M&A, with three successful acquisitions in the last 4 years, and then deepen integration and collaboration between the different companies of the group. Number three, we see significant growth potential by expanding our offering, also in services, and we operate on a very, very large market, and we're helped by our tech platforms that help us to accelerate growth efficiently. Now, if we take a look at the drivers one by one, if we take a look at slide number eight, I'm not going to detail everything that is on this slide, but driver number one is about accelerating refurbished used car growth. Here are the few initiatives launched in fiscal year 2021. We have, in particular, enhanced our offer with next-day delivery in France and in Spain. We have expanded the warranties. We have pushed the trading, our trading capacities, and developed it where it was not present, in particular in Spain and in Belgium. And all of this has helped us to reach a very good level of net promoter score of 64 in the fiscal year. Moving on to slide nine, we have invested in marketing to expand brand awareness, significantly increasing traffic with over 70 million visits on the group website during the fiscal year. We have significantly expanded our refurbishing capacities, doubling the Madrid refurbishing hub, opening a new one in Antwerp. I'm actually in Antwerp today in Belgium for the inauguration of the new factory. And we have expanded sourcing from individuals to fuel the growth in a context, as you probably know, of the automotive market, with over 40% of increase of sales that were originated from private individuals. So axis number one, deliver and accelerate refurbished used car growth. Axis number two, continue European expansion. We have moved in March 2021 in the UK, United Kingdom, by acquiring carsupermarket.com, and the UK is simply the largest market in Europe by far, before Germany and France. And we have started to work and integrate them in the company. We have an experienced management team that is eager to accelerate growth. And typically, we have started by expanding, by working on the expansion of refurbishing capacities, of sourcing capacities, with the development of sourcing from individuals, and the integration is right on track. We have also developed synergies between the companies of the group with the mutualization of the product offerings, starting with France and Belgium, and the deployment of the group's tech platform in Belgium. So this is number two, and we will continue going forward, as we have stated, to expand in Europe, complicated Europe, with a lot of different official languages and all markets that are quite specific. And our favorite means to expand is, for the moment, M&A. So, and access number three, capture significant additional growth potential. Here is two initiatives. One is the launch of a marketplace in France for the moment that has been quite successful since the beginning of the fiscal year. And we have also accelerated in the services area. We have increased financing penetration in all geographies, and we have launched new services in a number of geographies. And as a result, we have increased by over 20% services revenue per car sold. Let me now move to slide number 13 with the result of the strategy. We have delivered on the strategy, and 2021 is first a record year. As you have seen, we have upgraded our guidance in September, and we have delivered and even exceeded slightly this guidance. We reached 1.36 billion euros of revenue, growing by 26% versus FY20, and with the key growth driver, which is refurbished used car, growing at over at 37%, with over 50,000 refurbished used cars sold over the fiscal year. So these are the top line results. We're very happy to present them today. And now let me hand it over to Stéphane, who will take you through the numbers in detail. Stéphane, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you, Guillaume, and hi everyone. Happy to be with you today. Indeed, I am on the next page, and as you can see, 2021, as mentioned by Guillaume, was a great year in terms of growth, starting with our refurb business, which grew 42%, as we were able to step up on all the business drivers, marketing, sourcing, and refurbishment, as explained by Guillaume. The pre-registered car segment had only a slight growth, but we know that segment was impacted by a constrained sourcing due to the lower level of production of new vehicles. And finally, we are also quite happy with the growth in services that are coming mainly from our increased financing penetration across all the geographies. So this is with respect to the segments. Now, if you look at the next page, of course, when you look at the quarterly evolution, we all know that there were, all along the year 2021, a lot of base effect, as every quarter was comparing with a specific situation in 2020. So on that page, we've removed the base effect by comparing 2021 with 2019, pre-COVID impact. And we are very satisfied with the quarterly growth trend that you can see here. Indeed, growth accelerated in the refurbished business, especially in Q3 and also in Q4, and we are quite happy with the momentum in that business. When you move to the next page, looking at the various geographies, in France, the country has shown a strong growth in 2021, plus 14%, which is largely due to the refurbished used car segment. The pre-registered revenues were slightly above 2020, and overall, the growth of 14% has been driven by a strong performance of the B2C refurbished business, as we were able to source more cars, largely from private individuals, and also to increase our capacity at our Danzer reconditioning center. In Q4, there is a revenue decline compared to 2020 of minus 4%. This is, of course, due to the base effect, and it's also the pre-registered business. On the other hand, the refurb segment has continued to show a double-digit revenue growth despite a negative base effect in 2020. Now moving to next page on Belgium. Belgium has delivered a great year, as you can see here, 23% growth year on year. And this is despite a pre-registered segment, which has been affected by the lower level of new vehicle production, as we all know. The refurbished segment has showed a sharp acceleration of revenue growth all along the year, and this was further reflected in our Q4 top-line growth, which reached 31%. As we open our new reconditioning center today in Antwerp, that will continue to support the growth of our refurb business in Q4, in 2022. Moving to the next page, a couple of words on Spain. This is another outstanding year of our business in Spain, where, as you can see, the revenues were multiplied by more than three. You may remember that in 2020, the revenues already doubled, so the growth here is accelerating. Again, all the conditions for growth were aligned. We were able to expand our supply by sourcing more cars from private customers, which has stepped up during the year. We have also increased our reconditioning capacities at our Madrid site, which almost doubled in terms of size at the beginning of the year. And finally, along with those two drivers, we have stepped up marketing investments, and that has led us to this remarkable growth, and that is continuing, of course, in Q4. Finally, in the UK, for the year 2021, we show a 6% revenue growth on a pro forma basis. In Q4, we had a slight revenue decline as we compare to a high Q4 in 2020, given the very high level of sales during the summer 2020 post-lockdown. If you compare our fourth quarter 2020, which is July-September, with the third quarter, which was the time of the lockdown, at that time in 2020, sequentially, the revenues more than doubled. So we have a very high comparison base. When you look at the integration of Car Supermarket, it's going very well, totally on track. And right now, we are working with the teams locally to put in place all the conditions to accelerate growth of that business in 2022. We are securing the supply and increasing our sourcing from private individuals. Number two, we are increasing also the reconditioning capacity, both at the current site, but also there is a second center which is scheduled to open in the course of 2022. And this is going to drive the acceleration of our top-line growth in 2022 in the UK. Finally, if we step back a little bit from 2021 and Q4, and if we look at the company profile today, you can see here the impact on that page of our strategy and how this is transforming the group profile. When you look at the fourth quarter, the refurb business is already slightly above two-thirds of our B2C business, and we all know that the refurb business is our growth driver. Also, when you look at the profile from a geographical standpoint, for the first time, the revenues from international business are larger than revenues from France. So this is how the strategy is being implemented and the impact it has on our profile. Let me now switch back to Guillaume for the outlook.
Thank you, Stéphane. And moving on slide 24 with the outlook, 23. So as you've seen, we have delivered on our growth strategy, delivering top line and volume results. And for the rest of the guidance of 2021, we confirm what we said in September. We will share that with you on 9th of December when we publish our full company result for the fiscal year. And let me now conclude on the last slide. In a nutshell, we are very, very happy with our growth in 2021. Our refurb business has very, very strong momentum, and this is the result of the strategy that we're executing. We're very excited to be on this market. Right now, we feel there are a lot of opportunities, and we are confident in our ability to grow, to expand, and convince many more Europeans. And now we are finished with this presentation with Stéphane, and your questions are very welcome. And I know that Guillaume Limard, another Guillaume from our team, will be reading out loud your questions, because as you have seen, we have a problem with our supplier of dial-ins. Guillaume, I don't know if we have questions already.
Yes, we have a few questions. So I'll start with the first one from Olivier Calvet. Could you come back on the UK car sourcing situation? Are you looking to really substitute C2B to B2B sourcing in the very short term? And you mentioned a rhythm of 1,000 cars per month in Q4 from C2B. Any sense or phrase this could land further down the line? And again, there are some other questions, but I will take that afterwards.
Okay. I will answer this question. So, hello, Olivier. Yes, we, as you know, the UK market is the most challenging market right now in the automotive field, with a scarcity of cars, and this is where our, you know, our multi-channel sourcing know-how comes into play. We have worked really hard with the local team to expand their capacities to buy cars from private individuals, and we are multiplied year on year by five the number of cars that we were buying from private individuals. And this is a result of working with the team within the Aramis Group. And further down the line, to answer your question, we're going to even more expand this sourcing this sourcing channel, as for the moment the UK market, the B2B UK market, is challenging.
A question related from also for the UK from Christophe Cherblanc. UK pro forma year-on-year growth was weak. Where is the UK versus our initial expectations?
Sorry, I was on mute. Thank you, Christopher. On the UK, again, there is a base effect, and it's the case also in many countries. Now, more fundamentally to your question, when you look at all the acquisitions made by the company, and it's true, of course, of Cardoon and even more true of Clicars, the first 12 to 18 months, as we generally buy companies that are not on the growth track, we have to put in place all the conditions to accelerate growth. And, you know, making large investments in terms of marketing before you have all the foundations to grow is a waste of money. This is what we have done in the UK. And we are taking a few quarters in order to align that. As I mentioned, it requires that we have access to the proper supply of cars, whether it's B2B or, as we said, B2C. It also requires that we have the proper reconditioning capabilities with the proper quality, because we want to have the best customer experience. And as we do that, then, of course, we progressively ramp up the marketing investment in order to generate sales growth. Those conditions were not in place in the course of 2021, and they will be largely in place in 2022. And we expect an acceleration of growth in the course of 2022.
There are some questions also on the pre-registered segments, one from Christophe Charblanc and one from Catherine O'Neill. So Christophe says, pre-registered cars, how much of the headwinds is the scarcity of cars going into FY22? Is it fair to assume Q1 and Q2 unit decline at least as pronounced as the minus 20% in Q4? And Catherine is asking, do you think the pre-registered volume will recover in FY22, or do you think there has been a structural change in the industry?
Yeah, that's a fair question. So we always knew that the pre-registered business is more cyclical than the refurbished used car business. So first, let me, before answering the question, remind that we operate on a 400 billion euro market, which is a used car market, that our market share is limited, and that we have a lot of room to grow, and that our key strategic driver is to grow on the refurbished used car business, on which we are very confident that we will be able to grow next year and the following years. It is true that we have headwind on the pre-registered used car business. It's difficult to be adamant on when the situation will be normal. Probably not before mid-2022. So yes, we have declined on the last quarter on this business, which is now a third of the business, and the pre-register business is accounts to a third of the business, is going to naturally decline in terms of share in our business as we are growing fast on the refurbished used car business. And the conditions are competitive, are difficult on this market. So yes, we don't expect to recover the sales on the next two quarters. It's fair to say that because it's a cyclical business and there is a shortage of new cars on the market.
Okay. A question from Mourad Lamidi. Sourcing costs have obviously sharply increased, as evidenced by leasing companies' car sales results. Have you been able to pass on higher sourcing costs to clients?
Yeah, let me take that one, and maybe Guillaume will complement. In the way the business is being run, of course, the sourcing, the supply, and the way we price the car we buy is totally linked to the price at which we expect to sell. So from that standpoint, of course, there's been an increase in the cost of the car that we buy. But in parallel, there's been also a meaningful price effect. By the way, if you look at our average selling price, both on refurb and on pre-reg, they have increased all along the year, and especially when you look at Q4 versus Q4. So we have that price impact, and that price impact is absolutely compensating for the increase of the cost of supply.
And Morad is complementing the question by, have you seen a spike in reconditioning costs as a result of higher sourcing from private individuals?
Yeah, fair question. So naturally, we have bought more cars from private individuals. These cars are slightly older, and they require a little more refurbishing than more recent cars. But our GPUs are not necessarily impacted, and I will come back to that on the 9th of December.
Question from Christophe Charblanc. Performance by market, what is behind the dramatic Spanish jump? Can the momentum be maintained in FY22?
Well, again, first, there is nothing exceptional. It's a remarkable performance, of course, but there is no one-off or nothing particular. I would only mention that generally speaking, like every company, 2021 compares to 2020. And we know that on average, 2020 was a bit weaker. So that's true for everybody, and that's true in Spain as well. Now, even with taking that into account, that remains a remarkable performance. As I've mentioned, there is no one-off or specific impact. It's really having aligned everything that's needed to drive growth, meaning the ability to source and to supply the right cars, and that, again, we have increased, for example, private customer sourcing. Otherwise, I don't think we would have been able to deliver that level of growth. Number two, we anticipated that growth by extending the Villa Verde center at the beginning of the year. So we knew that growth was coming, and we knew we needed the recognition capacity. By the way, this is the reason why we are doing that in the UK, because we need more capacity in the UK in order to grow. And number three, as we've done that, we set up marketing expenses in order to drive growth and customer expansion. When you have those three elements aligned, then you are able to grow very significantly.
I have a few questions, one from Harald Hendrikse and one from Christophe Charblanc about competition. So can you talk about the overall competitive situation, both on sourcing as well as selling? And seems some of your competitors are growing even more quickly and have also achieved positive GPU. Are they competing directly and impacting on your growth?
Yeah, so regarding competition, this has always been a competitive market, and we have competed for years with mom-and-pop shops, which are usually even more competitive on price, but don't provide the quality and the customer experience that we do. And again, if we accumulate all the guidance of the listed companies in our field in Europe, and you project it to 2025, the accumulated guidance of all the companies, the market share in Europe would not exceed 2%. So it is our belief that this is a market on which there is a space for a lot of different operators. So that's a general comment. Now, specifically, we are not really concerned by enhanced competition. We think it's a good emulation, and we will educate the market. And the fact that these competitors have been growing has not prevented us from growing either. And also, I would like to remind we're in a different place. We have brands that are established, and it helps us to grow. And I'll take the example of France, our largest market, where our share of voice is double the share of voice of Autohero, just to give one example in one geography, knowing that we have a 20% top of mind situation here in France. So in a nutshell, very large market, enhanced competition will not hinder us from growing, and that's about it for this question.
Two questions about the refurbishing capacity. One from Catherine O'Neill: where are the three new reconditioning sites in FY22, and how much capacity will it add? And can you confirm the timing of the oil rollout in the UK, from Olivier Calvet?
Okay, so the three we are going to open three refurbishing units in 2022, fiscal year 2022. So the first one is in Antwerp, where I am today for the inauguration. I'm going to cut the ribbon with the mayor of Antwerp in 30 minutes. The second one will be in France in the course of the first half year of calendar in 2022, the first half year, in Nemours, in the south of the Parisian region. And the third one will be in Hull. Concerning the timing, it will be next year, but for the moment we're not indicating a precise date, even though of course the work has begun. In terms of capacities, there is a ramp up each time we open a refurbishing hub. We cannot open with three shifts right away. It takes a few months, generally 6-9 months, for us to ramp up, and the target capacity is around 15,000 cars per hub, depending on the geography, but this is the order of magnitude.
A question from Catherine O'Neill: what proportion of units are coming from Stellantis now, and do you still expect this to increase in the inventory mix?
Yeah, fair question, Catherine. So Stellantis for us is a privileged partner, but it's a B2B partner, and like all B2B partners, the number of cars available have reduced. So the share of Stellantis cars that we buy has reduced, and we don't see it improving over the next few months, as Stellantis is of course also concerned by the shortage of new car production. So it has reduced. It will increase again when the shortage is of new car production is settled. Difficult to give a precise date at this stage, but this is where our multi-channel strategy kicks in, and we're able to buy more cars from private individuals in particular.
Just a precision from Catherine O'Neill: it's not Hamburg, it's Antwerp in Belgium. So it's there is no indicative launch in Germany. It's Antwerp. One last question from Christophe Charblanc. It will be the final question. B2B2C marketplace, we report revenues on gross basis or net basis? Don't you forget the question, Guillaume?
If I understand the question. So this marketplace is first the customer gets the whole RMS experience. What we do is that we publish on our website cars from trusted third parties, and when they are sold, we buy them from the third party, we usually it's already refurbished, and we deliver it to the customer. So we invoice the final customer. So in terms of process and invoicing, it's the same. So I'm not sure I answered the question. I think so, but if not, Christophe, please type something that I might precise.
No, I think your question is whether it's booked as revenue or we take only a commission. And the answer is we book the revenue of selling the car.
I'm looking into other questions and think we have answered to all of them.
Okay. So thank you to all for to attend this presentation. Sorry for the technical difficulties, which are not, were not the cause, but so sorry for that, but we're very happy with this 2021 result. We're confident going forward, and we'll be very happy to meet you again on the 9th of December. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.